Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Picks are on the way, and man, we got to get something right this week, Mike. You got something in your back pocket for us?
I've got the Mean Green Machine ready to make you some green.
You did last week.
Hey, man, looking for some overs. That's, and for those not following, it's just, I think it's North Texas.
Or it is.
But they put up a lot of points against weak competition. So
it was Army last week, right?
Yes, it was. Okay. And they went over. That was pretty easy. And FSU went over. But, yeah, I was trying to back out of that Green Bay-Cleveland game, and y'all wouldn't let me.
No.
Day-Day Norris said no. And I needed to get out of that game because it was a trap. They blew a 10-point lead with about 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, our pick segment, it's a lot of fun. We are deep in it.
Good-natured ball buster.
Yeah, no doubt. Day-Day's right now, he still has the lead, but he is what? 6-6, Day-Day's 7-5, Orange 5-7, whatever I am.
You're 2-7.
I don't know about that. But I've got to get some winners here today. That's what I got to do. Here in Athens, I got to find some winners. You know what?
Or is it 2-9? It's got to equal.
Mike, the record doesn't matter.
Orin, what is it for Carl? What's
Mike,
Carl's
record, the record's not important. Look, I am channeling some energy right now here at Grindhouse.
Yes. Yes.
I feel. It's right. I feel energy here at Grindhouse.
Get some.
You know what that energy is telling me?
I'm telling you.
Go Dawgs!
Sick
of. That's what it's telling me. And that's what that energy is telling me.
Guess what? Guess
what? What?
Vegas has got Georgia down to 2.5.
I'm telling you.
I think we got to jump on that with 2 feet.
I'm just telling you right now.
Because right now, and I was looking at the trends right now. MGM has Georgia at 2.5. And for those you kids who don't gamble, gambling makes sports more fun.
It does.
That means Georgia's got to win by 2.5 points.
Yes. And but just don't take money from your parents. That's all I'm saying.
Correct. Look at Gary, our buddy. Now he was a bookie in the Air Force, by the way. He was a pilot, too,
by the way. Would you stop it?
Yeah.
That man's business out there.
Call sign, snake eyes. Anyway, but yeah, man, get in on it. But I do love Georgia. If you can get Georgia, if your bookie will give you Georgia 2.5.
I just told you the energy is spoken to me.
We got
to
jump on that. Jump on that.
There we go.
All right.
All right. That's coming up. Our picks here a little bit later on this hour. We'll go behind enemy lines. John Keim is going to join us.
And by the way, how does Bama Money move the number? Do people, like, cash in their green stamps?
Oh, wow. Is that where we're going?
What? I'm just saying.
There are no Bama. There are no.
Gary said they trade in their chewing tobacco.
There are no Bama fans. Why do you hate Alabama so much? There are no Bama fans here, luckily, right now. That is good. All right, man. Last night, we mentioned this, and, I want you to tell this story, because if you go back a couple of years, the rumor was that Kyler Murray was not necessarily a liked guy on his own team. Mm. The quarterback has to be liked by everybody, okay? It's just what it is.
Right.
And so last night, they lose. He didn't necessarily play terrible, but he wasn't great. He didn't step up when they needed him to. But O was talking about the broadcast on our station, 92.9 The Game. We care all NFL games. And, what were they saying about Kyler Murray and this connection or disconnection, I say, with Marvin Harrison Jr.?
So Ryan Harris, the analyst for the Westwood One game last night, was talking about how Kyler came out and warmed up by himself, didn't warm up with anybody else. And then he said, too, it especially was weird after he had a couple of turnovers. He had a couple of first-half picks. He would come off the field, and he said he would sit down by himself. No one would talk to him. He wouldn't talk to anybody. He was just sort of isolated. He thought that was very odd, considering – well, not odd, I guess, but it made sense why there might have been some offensive struggles in the first half, because there seemed to be a disconnect between Kyler and the rest of the offensive personnel.
Wow. And Crow and I, we've talked about it. I mean, look, you get you are a coach killer. At least one coach is down. That's on you. There was some thoughts that he was kind of like, you know.
And by the way, that coach looks pretty good in Washington,
yes,
doesn't he?
Yes, he did. Talk about Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
I just felt that Kyler Murray, he has an aura of kind of a starts with a D and ends with bag. And I just, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. There's a little Jeff George in him. You know, it just seems like that I-me vibe. I don't know. Now, Marvin Harrison Jr. has got to do his job.
Do your job.
Which is catch the football. They had a disconnect last year, and I thought because Kyler Murray wasn't seeing him, and now he's seeing him, and he's not catching it. As a matter of fact, he's creating turnovers when he is getting the ball in his hands.
200 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks last night. He was sacked 6 times by Seattle, but just not the kind of game you would expect. Again, they lose last-second field goal by Seattle to win 23-20. But the Kyler Murray story, this is what I was saying earlier, but I just don't ever feel like they're going to win big with him. Is he entertaining? Yeah, because he runs around and scrambles. But I don't feel like he's the guy that can put them on his back.
It's like, you know, at least, Mike Vick, you got to an NFC championship, and they may never get there.
I don't feel that way. Hey, while we're talking about Murray, let me hear him talking about this loss last night.
It wasn't clicking. You know, pretty much getting physically dominated whole first half. And, you know, it's frustrating because you watch the defense go out there and get stop after stop after stop. And offensively, just like we just couldn't get it going. You know, couldn't get it going. Credit to their defense. But we just got to make more plays. We got to show up and be ready to go. You know what I mean? It's like we're just loading. You know what I mean? And it's taking too long. You know, obviously, there's the resilience of the team is you love to see it. And you feel like give yourself a chance to win the game at the end.
Yeah, so he added – play with a bunch of bums.
That's what I heard.
No physicality. I'm out here getting thrown around like a rag doll.
That's what I heard he said.
My name's Paul, and that's between y'all.
That's what it sounded like. Day one ready. I was ready.
The only
Day
thing
one
missing
ready.
Would be like the guy that does the meme with the do-rag with LeBron and the cigarette in his mouth. I can tell you this. I don't do much more of this.
They got issues, man. Yeah. That was a big one last night. Divisional game. Hey, while we're talking football, Big O, let's get to 4th-and-1. We will get back to the dogs here in Athens as we're live at Groundhouse Killer Burgers in just a little bit. Rusty Manziel stopped by to get the show started. Great stuff from him. You will hear our interview with David Pollack coming up as well. But we're talking NFL right now, and the Falcons obviously have a big game on Sunday against the Commanders. Couple of news notes. A.J. Terrell will not play Sunday, but Ross saying today he feels confident, Mike, he'll be back after the bye week.
Okay. I mean, we kind of knew the bye week was kind of our finish line, right, for some of these injuries.
Yep.
I guess we're not really – we're talking more about the offensive coordinator than Elijah Wilkinson screwing up our offense. Eventually, Storm Norton could come back, but I guess they're satisfied with the job he's doing. But that'll be another week to get him – hopefully get him back. But, yeah, A.J. Terrell, man, it just makes a big difference. It wasn't like the defense broke down. Just the defense didn't make any plays. And it wasn't their fault that they had a pick six on them, and the ball gets another interception, brings it down deep in enemy territory. But we needed some hits earlier. I mean, remember, the game was relatively close. It was a one-score game in the first half.
Yeah.
If we made our
two field goals. For the Commanders, Terry McLaurin out, their best wide receiver. Remember, they paid him in the summer. And then
So Debo's good to go, though.
Yes. Just a few hours ago, Jaden Daniels was ruled out. Knee sprain. He will not play Sunday. That's why we've been talking about Marcus Mariota.
Who's a captain.
Yeah. Tell me about
captain,
it.
Captain, my captain. So the Steelers are playing Minnesota in Dublin this weekend. And guess who makes a headline over in Ireland?
Who?
Take a wild guess.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron.
Oh.
We should have flown out here probably Monday.
Really?
Taking some of the sights. Beautiful country, I've heard. I'm not kidding you.
Now he's a travel
guy. You got all year to come to Ireland when the weather's actually better. And I guess he should have brought his sticks. They could have played K-Club or Ballybunion.
Sure.
But, yeah, literally, Aaron Rodgers upset that they didn't get there sooner. They arrived on Friday morning. Here, take a listen. Oren's got the audio of Aaron Rodgers upset with the travel arrangements of the Steelers.
Damn right. Thank you. I mean, I have a family history going back to Ireland and Scotland, so I've always wanted to get over here. I wish, you know, it is what it is, but if the schedule had been a little different, if I could have chosen it, maybe get over on Monday. Tuesday is a day off, get to get out, see some things. It's a beautiful country, it seems like, from pictures, and I'm a historian, so I know kind of the history geopolitically in the area.
But you're rich. Right. You can go whenever you feel like it, okay? This is a business trip.
That's what when I first saw that today, I was like, really, dude? You've got like, you know, 7 months out of the year or 6 months. You can do this. You can book a trip to Ireland. You can do your genealogy. We did one ourselves.
He should have went there after he went to the pyramids last time.
Yes. I mean, but again, it just if ever there was an example or a soundbite, again, like the guy's the first ballot Hall of Famer, but it is kind of funny.
Go Dawgs.
because go Dawgs. But it's funny because that's everything about Aaron Rodgers in one sentence. You know, we couldn't have gotten here sooner. I would like to do some traveling around Ireland. It's a business trip, dude.
Yeah.
They got in Friday. You'll be going back Sunday night.
Here is a guy that I think is underrated, and I'm not saying that because of this season. He's been great, man, since he got to Tampa. Baker Mayfield and the Eagles is a big game this weekend. They're both undefeated. I am giving the edge to Tampa because the emotional win, the way the Eagles won last week, block field goal, scoop and score by a dog, touchdown, that was a lot. So I'm leaning Tampa, and oh, by the way, they get Chris Godwin back, but I want you to hear Baker talk about the Eagles coming to town.
We'll have a good game plan, obviously, to try and tire these guys out. Advantage for us, we're in Tampa, the heat, they're not used to that. I know there's already been the stories that broke about them coming down to Tampa a day early. I don't necessarily think that helps them. One day doesn't get you acclimated to this humidity. So I think honestly, it makes them think about it more when they get down here earlier.
Interesting. Now, I heard Randy Mack talking about it. Said, you know, even when Miami would put visiting teams in the sun field, you know, down at the Old Harbor before they had the overhang.
Yeah.
You know, you're both dealing with heat. And half these guys on these teams played in SEC or ACC country or in SWAC or MEAC conditions, which are generally hot and humid. So, I mean, I'm with Baker. I mean, a bit of an advantage, but I think, you know, a lot of those Eagles play for Georgia. Hell, the entire team played for Georgia. They're used to it.
Yeah, I don't think that's an advantage one way or the other, but this is going to be a good one. Another good one Sunday night, guys. Packers-Cowboys, and it's only good because of the drama of Micah Parsons returning to Texas. And Brian Schottenheimer, the coach of the Cowboys, is like, look, this guy's going to come in and make plays. We already know that. How many sacks would you say, Mike? Two and a half over under for Micah
Parsons? Just because he's aching back. I'll say two. How about, no, one and a half.
One and a half?
Yeah, so I guess get you to two. You can't get, well, yes, he could get half a sack. I'll say one and a half.
All right, one and a half sacks.
You could actually meet at the quarterback with somebody else and get half a sack.
It's happened. Here's Brian Schottenheimer talking about Micah.
Mike is a great player. Mike is going to make plays. I just put that out there. Like, Mike is going to make plays. Does he get a sack? I hope not, but he might. It's pretty good. Let's not forget, Rashawn Gary's a hell of a rusher, too. I mean, this is a defense that's got incredible speed. They're deep and they're fast. And so our ability to have success against the Packers defense will be about a whole lot more than just Micah.
All right. It's going to be fun.
I think Michael can have a good game for the Packers. We know he's got skills. Please, Jerry.
By the way, Roger Goodell, remember John Fricke a couple of years ago said, I think we're going to have three teams in Europe in the next 5 or 6 years.
Everyone, I don't care.
What? Well, you said it. Commissioner says he still sees a team in England, in London.
Permanently?
He says he was doing an interview with CNBC. He says a London franchise is, quote, possible. There's so much logistics with that which make it impossible. I doubt it.
I do, too. I just think it's very hard. Now,
and Jacksonville's spending money on their facilities and their stadium to stay in Jacksonville.
Correct. They're not trying to move overseas.
Right.
All right, man, we're coming back. We're going behind enemy lines. The latest on the Commanders. No Terry McLaurin, no Jaden Daniels. What's that mean for them? And what's going on with their football team? Last week, they looked good with Marcus Mariota under center. We'll go behind enemy lines next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's head up and talk to our guy, John Keim, that is, up in Washington and covers the Commanders. Mike, we want to find out a few things about this team and what's going on before Sunday. And, John, it's good to have you on. I think we'll start with the news today that Marcus Mariota is a captain. It's ironic for a lot of Falcon fans because it didn't necessarily go well here, but my understanding is they love him there. He's played well. He's been a good teammate. What's the deal with Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because
when they signed him, it was a year or so after he had been in Atlanta, and, you know, obviously it didn't go well there, and you heard, like, there was, I don't know, miscommunication, friction, whatever it was at the end there. And it's funny because getting to he's a really good guy. Like, I'm surprised that there was any sort of tension with a guy like that, to be honest. So I think it sounded like it was a miscommunication, whatever it was. But the point is, like, he was, you know, he's not quite what I thought he might be given that. And then as a player, even more so, I would say that. And right. Part of the reason is, like, you know, having watched his career in college and then early in the NFL, and even that year in Atlanta, they played Washington. Like, they did not have a good offense with him. But yet, in this offense with Cliff Kingsbury, he's been very, very good when he's had to play. Now, it's only, we're talking a small sample size, but every time he's come in, it's good. The quick passing game, quick decision-making, it's all there. And, like, the run-pass options, he executes that well. So I think this offense fits him very, very well.
And that's the thing, John. We had Arthur Smith was our head coach at the time, and there was nothing that was smooth and fluid, unfortunately, about those right. those offenses. That's why he lost his job. But, yeah, they were ready to pivot to at least see what they had with a third-round pick, and Desmond Ridder right. has now bounced around. But, yeah, Mariota, we always felt there was a ceiling. He's a journeyman, but he can pop, like yeah. a Gardner Minshew, you know, or like the way that Fitzpatrick was in the old days. He'll give you a couple of games, and then the wheels will fall off. Yeah. So we yeah. just hope it doesn't happen this week. What does the offense look like without Terry McLaurin? Should we be worried about Deebo Samuel and the other receivers?
See, and I think for this game, like, Jaden Daniels is their best quarterback. Like, this isn't anything against Jaden, but I think the way they've looked with Mariota, losing McLaurin is it might be the biggest deal of all that. And because he is a take the top off guy, like, you know, he's not a burner like Tyreek Hill, but he's a four, you know, high 4.3 guy, right? And he will make big plays down the field. They don't have a guy like that now. And so that's tough. Like, Chris Moore will replace him, better receiver. But he's a 4.5 guy. He's not beating me over the top. So then it's going to be a lot of Deebo Samuel. He's been very good for these guys, and it could be as a kick returner. It's as a occasional running the ball, getting the ball to him in screens and underneath and letting him use his size to break tackle. So he'll be the guy because it's not just losing McLaurin. It's also Noah Brown, who's often hurt, but when he plays, he's been good for them. So they're really without two of their top three receivers. That's going to make it tougher for Marcus or anybody at quarterback, whoever played quarterback this week.
John Keim, ESPN, up in Washington, talking about the Commanders. We go behind enemy lines, and this week the Commanders come to town to take on the Falcons on Sunday, 1 o'clock kick. What about the run game? What does it look like right now for the Commanders, and who should we be on the lookout for? I know they've had some injuries with their backfield.
I think you should be on the lookout for the entire committee because that's kind of how they use it. Like, last week, it was Chris Rodriguez starts the game, has some nice runs in the first couple drives. Then it's Bill Kroski-Merritt. Then it's Jeremy McNichols. And then they incorporate Mariota's legs in there, and then they'll give an occasional ball to Deebo Samuel. So it really is that. And I think that's how it's going to stay. Like, Kroski Merritt has been a fun story for fans here, but he gets hurt a lot. So I don't think you want him carrying the ball more than 10 times. Mm. Like, you know, McNichols is a, you know, he's the definition of a journeyman. Like, I think this is his 10th or 11th franchise. But he does what they ask him to do. And Rodriguez was inactive for the first couple games. So, like, they do not have Bijan Robinson here. But they've been able to piece together a good running game because of the diversity of what they do and who they have. So I don't think it's not one in particular, but just think in general, they've been pretty good running the ball outside of the Packers game.
Talking about what the Commanders have up their sleeves defensively, we've seen a lot of teams, Carl, they go with those high safeties, basically trying to take away the deep ball. We've not had any success with the big home run throw. Are they going to try to take away the run game? I read some of the comments from Joe Witt Jr., and it sounds like they want to take Bijan out and make Penix, who's been struggling of late, beat them.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think any team wants to do that against them. You know, like, test, see where Penix is at. Now, there have been a couple games where, you know, against the Raiders, against the Packers, where they almost overplay the threat of the run. So they're so cognizant of stopping the run
that they might be over-aggressive trying to stop it sometimes. So you might be able to get a safety. This happened last week, the first play of the game. The Raiders hitting 45 yards because the safety, they're so intent on stopping the run that the safety sees something, flies up the line, but misreads it. And that happened against the Packers, too, and they gave up a big play as well. So, like, you have the opportunity for that. And I think the one thing for this team with the way the Falcons are let them get going in those areas. You can't let them do that. So I think they're very cognizant that they've given up, like, 9 explosive pass plays. And so they've had some holes in their coverage at times. So that's something that they're going to have to fix. But – yes, they will absolutely want to stop Bijan Robinson. The big key there will be their interior linemen, Javon Kinlaw and Jerron Payne.
So what's interesting to me as we go behind enemy lines, John Keim joining us, the Commanders, they're one of, what, 3 teams that haven't forced a turnover. Is that a little weird?
No. Yes, it's very weird. And especially because like their whole slogan is ball is life. In other words, protecting them and getting it is life. Well, they're on life support right now because they don't have any life on defense. If that's the case, I mean, they were not good at this last year either. And sometimes it's a ball bounces the wrong way. They've had a couple balls where, like last week, your corner Trey Amos tips the ball, someone else dives and almost gets it. They had another one where, there have been a couple plays like that, a fumble, but it doesn't really bounced the wrong way. And so they've had a couple of those, but yeah, no, that it was a point of emphasis and it's been a failed aspect of their defense so far.
And John, just big picture, it just seems like a breath of fresh air to have new ownership up there with the Commanders. Huh. The long nightmare with Snyder is over. Will they get the stadium built in the district?
Oh yeah. That's already been approved. That's good to go. That'll open by 2030. And we can all say good riddance to FedEx Northwest Stadium, whatever you want to call it. It's been a disaster. And, so I think – and they're going back to our site at RK where they had their best years. It's like Mecca for Washington fans, right? So
right.
I think it means a lot. It meant a lot to the owner. And to get it done, it'll be – it was a necessity to get that done. But it will – it's all over. They have started the, they've gotten through the votes. It's all there. 2030 is when it'll open.
All right, John, before we let you go, how's this game play out in your mind? What do you think happens on Sunday here in Atlanta?
Geez, I just have a hard time. This team is so banged up and missing key players. Like, they never dealt with anything like this last year, where, like, last year the most they ever had out was 4 starters. They have 7 guys out this week,
right.
And, including guys on IR. So I just think that's asking a lot to go on the road and beat a team that 2 weeks ago looked pretty good, and, like, last week they stunk. But, a couple weeks ago these guys lost to Packers, who then lost to the Browns. So, it's week to week, so I just think it'd be very hard. I would not be shocked to see this team win. I just think it's asking a lot to go do it, given their circumstances. And if they do it, it's because the defense finally does create a couple turnovers.
43.5 points over under. I think we'd like the under in this one.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I'm not a gambling guy, but I just. They have too many guys. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, without thinking much about it, I'd hit the under because I just.
Right.
But I haven't. Having said that, like, Mariota's looked so good when he's gone in, but I just, without McLaurin, without Brown, with it's just asking a lot to continue to play that way. But I don't know.
But again, the narrative, at least according to John, it sounds like Carl, the Mariota got a raw deal here. He's a captain this week. So certainly sounds like John, he'll be playing with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, and like I said, I think he seems very level-headed about it. I mean, it's a different organization than the one he left. And I think for him, a lot of it, too, is from that time he was in Atlanta, he's had the birth of 2 kids. And I think, like, that has kind of helped him gain a different perspective, and maybe that's helped him. I just think that this offense fits him so well that, and I don't think he's going to fit every offense. He fits this one. And I think that's all that matters for them right now.
Great stuff. John, appreciate you stopping by, going behind enemy lines, and continued success up there. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Appreciate it. Mariota started 13 games for us. He went 5-8, okay? Losing record. But I will tell you guys, this is what's stunning, and this is why I asked about the running game. The Commanders are one of the best rushing teams in the league, with or without Jaden Daniels.
Right.
So what I'm telling you is they had 174 yards at halftime running the football last week against the Raiders. They know their best receiver is out in McLaurin. They're going to come in here and try to run the football down our throat too. All right? So if we want to reestablish the run, this could be, Mike, a low-scoring game because you're talking about clock-eating, time-of-possession type drives.
Right, not getting, you know, two to three touchdowns per team.
Correct.
Per half. Right.
So I'm going to tell you right now, if Zach Robinson wants to get right, Bijan Robinson's your answer. Run the football. This is what they do, and you don't put any pressure on Marcus to have to throw balls down the field. You run it.
Right. Now, speaking of running, we were talking earlier with Rusty Manziel. A lot of folks see Georgia and Alabama as another sort of Tennessee replay. Maybe Georgia and Mike Bobo run the damn ball, and they will try to run the ball. We'll talk more about it as we get the pick segment going. But you feel Georgia tries to take some of the air out of the ball, maybe not give the national audience what they are expecting, which is a high-scoring game.
We're live in Athens, guys. Groundhouse Killer Burgers right here off of Lumpkin. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.